The massacre is not being called terrorism, and some say it's time to change the law. Jim Axelrod has more on that.
This week, we've seen a nation can be terrified without the cause necessarily labeled terrorism.
It is time for a variety of reasons to have a domestic terrorism criminal statute.
Currently, there's a criminal statute for international terrorism, but not domestic. Former federal prosecutor Mary McCord thinks in an era of mass casualties, it's time that changed.
Violent extremism isn't limited to Islamist extremism or extremism that's done on behalf of or at the direction of a foreign terrorist organization.
With no specific penalties on the books for domestic terrorism, mass killers like Timothy McVeigh face charges of using a weapon of mass destruction. Or Dylan Roof, who faced murder and weapons charges. But the label domestic terrorism makes the motive clear, says McCord, now at Georgetown Law, in a way that sharpens our response.
It shows the significance of this type of a crime and why it's important for it to be looked at and treated for what it is, which is terrorism. It's a crime done for the very purpose of terrorizing people.
Federal domestic terror law would also mean FBI-led investigations and the creation of deeper, wider databases to keep track of mass violence. Of course, there is a potential problem. Labeling domestic hate groups as terrorists like Al-Qaeda or ISIS raises constitutional questions.
That starts to get very close to the line of potentially infringing on free speech, freedom to associate and express one's views, however abhorrent they may be to others within the population.
During the Obama administration, the Justice Department considered creating a domestic terrorism statute. We asked the Trump DOJ if it's continuing the work. A spokesman declined comment.
Jim Axelrod, thanks, Jim.